another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Today, we talk about our human deeds perishing, but the works we do will follow forever and ever. Amen. We're in Sirach 14 today, for our practice is in verses 19 through 22. All human deeds surely perish. The works they do follow after them. Happy those who meditate on wisdom and fix their gaze on knowledge, who ponder her ways in their heart and understand her paths, who pursue her like a scout and watch at her entryway. Yesterday, the Lord led me to write, "You won't be able to do everything you want unless you offer everything to Him." And today I added, "You won't be able to do everything you want in life unless you offer everything to Him." I believe in my heart and soul that everything that you do for the Lord is the only substance you'll ever leave behind. For even after death, words of wisdom will arise in the hearts of many who seek God first, for they will learn of my path of calling on salvation for absolute redemption and life eternal in heaven with a Savior, I confess. Only the DNA you fathered or mothered in the world will carry on physically, as the words of poetry I have written will reflect the truth of redemption and share how to live redeemed forever and ever. This is how you leave a legacy, by sharing the Lord, for surely all human deeds surely perish, yet the works they do follow after them. Enjoy the poem about what will stay for all eternity, good deeds written to the Lord. Amen. The title of a 7-stanza poem is "Our Works in the Lord Shall Forever Be." In this fleeting world of shadows and dreams, where time swiftly flows like a winding stream, we strive to leave a mark, a lasting trace, but all our deeds fade, vanish without a trace. But there's a truth that shines through all eternity. The works we do in the Lord, they shall forever be in the embroidery of life. Beyond the mortal gaze, they endure in the realm where salvation stays. Oh, all human deeds may perish, fade away, but the works in the Lord, they never decay. Like stars in the night, they light the path we trod, guiding our souls even when life is but our memory of God. In the violent storms that life may bring, we face trials and tribulations, the pain it stings. But through the darkest nights, a beacon of hope, the works we do in the Lord help us to cope. For when we lend a hand to those in need, we sow seeds of love, compassion, and good deeds. They bloom like flowers, spreading fragrance wide, reaching beyond the confines of this earthly ride. When our time has come and we bid farewell to this mortal life where our stories dwell, our souls will ascend to a realm divine where the works we've done eternally will shine. So let us strive to leave a legacy true. In the lives we touch, the love we imbue. For when all is said and done, it's the Lord we'll meet, and the works we've done will make our souls complete. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. You know, the Savior commanded us, and then divine teaching taught us, and we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 14. We had a 7-stanza integral ongoing look before, more of a focus on the works of life and salvation. But this is an integral look at the words themselves. It brings a 2-stanza poem ongoing. It's titled, "You Followed by Works of Life. Perish surely deeds human. You followed by works of life. Wisdom meditate without fooling. Knowledge gaze fix without spite. In heart yours prudence ponder. Path hers seek to understand. Sharp scout her pursued out yonder. Way of entry watched at your command." Amen. I'm Thomas Sher Cruz Wiggins. It's February 8th, 2024. And recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today is a special day. We have an opportunity to spend some time with our son, and he's coming to stay with us for a little bit of time. We're going to pick him up over in Boca. So pray for our journey today as we go to share what it means to be a family, you know, to come to the help of those in need, but under the guideline and rules of the Lord Almighty, not being feeble with our wisdom that we share. Amen. So here's to Gabriel as we close in Jesus' name today. And remind my beautiful wife and so many in Christ, Tony, how much I love you. And you have an awesome day in the Lord with the opportunity to continue to grow in Christ's name. Amen. So we call out in the name of Jesus and close at 8:33. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only way to heaven, by the good deeds left behind in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.